But now let's come back to the stupa. We've left the stupa standing there. Now we mustn't forget about the stupa. Back to the tantric symbolism of the stupa. Let's look at the Tibetan version of the stupa. It's a very highly developed version. We'll find that in the case of the Tibetan stupa, the basic symbolism of the stupa, the five elements symbolism especially, has been modified in various ways. And we'll find that the sphere, or the hemisphere, of the stupa has been changed. It's undergone modification, not to say transformation. In fact, it's been replaced. It's been replaced by a vase of initiation, by a bumbha, by an amrita kalasha. So that it's no longer now a symbol of the element water, even in a very high sense. It's not just a symbol of partially liberated energy. It now becomes, as the amrita kalasha, as the vase of initiation, it now becomes, this second section of the stupa, a symbol for the plenitude of transcendental powers and energies, a symbol of the life-giving stream of the bodhicitta, or will to enlightenment, a symbol of the spiritual influence of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas poured out upon humanity. So the incorporation of the vase of initiation into the tantric symbolism of the stupa is of very great significance indeed. It suggests various things. It suggests that the progressive transformation of psycho-spiritual energy is the central business of the spiritual life. It reminds us of the need, in the course of our spiritual life and development, for initiation. Initiation in the tantric sense. It reminds us too of the need for the good friend, the guru, the Vajra Guru. And finally, it reminds us that the spiritual life, the transcendental life, consists both in receiving and in giving.